conditional use number 1904 for Joseph Machi for parking, storage, and maintenance of equipment with an office based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use started in the nature of a home occupation approximately 12 years ago and has expanded to the point where a conditional use is now required. Two, all the excavation work or operation of equipment for construction purposes occurs off-site. Three, the use will not adversely affect the neighborhood or traffic in the area. DelDOT has stated that the level of service A on Wilking Road will not change as a result of this application. Four, a dwelling will remain on the premises as the residence and no additional buildings will be constructed on the site. Five, the use of the property for storage and maintenance of excavation equipment provides a service to residents and businesses of Sussex County. In addition to excavation, the applicant also provides snow removal services in Sussex County. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The use shall be limited to parking, storage, and maintenance of equipment for the applicant's business with an office. No excavation or construction activity shall occur on site. B, any security lighting on site shall be downward screened so that the lights do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, the entrance shall be secured at all times with gates and fencing. D, per the applicant, no additional buildings shall be constructed on the site. E, no junked or inoperable construction vehicles shall be stored on the site. Only vehicles and equipment utilized in the excavation business are to be stored and maintained on the site. F, regular hours of operation shall be 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. with additional hours as needed to address snow removal operations in Sussex County. G, the applicant shall comply with all DelDOT requirements for the site. The final site plan shall confirm the entrance approved by DelDOT for the property. H, planted vegetative buffers shall be provided around the perimeter of the property, utilizing native species as recommended by the State Forestry Office. 6 foot high stockade fencing shall be erected along Oakwood Village as each phase is developed. I, the final site plan shall show all areas designated for the storage of vehicles and equipment, as well as the vegetative buffer and fencing. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second that motion as well, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1904, Joseph Machi, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 1905, West Rehoboth Community Land Trust.
Well, Mr. Chairman, once again, this is in my vast area of coverage, and I am not prepared to present a motion tonight, but I would like to weigh in comments from my fellow commissioners concerning this application.
May I have a response from engineering?
Okay.
I received an email on, and this was requested. Received a memo from John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning for the County Engineering Department. I had written him a memo requesting information on the EDUs and also information on the number of laterals. And in response to your, and I'll read it in short. In response to your question on two laterals to the above mentioned parcel, through further review, it appears that at the time of construction of the sewer collection system in this area, there were two manufactured homes on this parcel. Therefore, the county supplied two laterals to the parcel, one to serve each manufactured home. As a result of this finding, the engineering department believes that capacity is available for the proposed duplex unit and does not object to the conditional use being approved for this parcel. Does that hand that reference to the EDUs and the number of laterals?
Well, gentlemen, I'll start off as part of the discussion concerning this project, and one of my, you know, concerns that I have is that I know in the past we had previously approved a multifamily or two multifamily dwellings units. Well, I guess a total of four units that were side by side for the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust. So, and this is in the same in West Rehoboth and perhaps a few streets away, but still in the same community. So we had previously acted upon that and had approved that. While at the same time, I'm conflicted because what I would not like to see is basically an invasion of duplexes and multifamily housing units in this area. And as part of that conflict, and as I look at this particular project, we also have, as a commission over time, have approved a number of projects that are of a, more of a commercial nature. And having said that, I noted that two of the opponents, two of the folks that signed a petition in opposition to this particular project, had recently gotten approval from this commission for the storage of buildings and equipment. So on the one hand, they're saying that, you know, the duplexes are not appropriate for this community, but on the other hand, are putting up fences and storing stuff is. So just a little sidebar, I mean, as part of when I reviewed the folks that were in opposition at the public hearing. I'm on the seesaw thing because at the same time, if we're able to help provide some low-cost housing for the citizens of that area, I think that's certainly is very positive. Laid out some of my conflicts for you folks. See if anybody has anything else they want to add to that mix.
You feel very strongly both ways. Yeah. Okay. Understand.
So I don't know what the sentiment of my fellow commissioners are, and rather than my going into a big long motion and then having it turned down.
Okay.
Mr. Smith, you have some thoughts, sir?
Yeah, Mr. Johnson, I do. And I don't think, being on the seesaw is such a bad place to be, because I'm glad that we're not, unless Mr. Burton has a motion prepared, I don't have anything prepared on this. I'm glad that we're taking some time. So the seesaw is not such a bad place, because it shows that we're looking at the issues. And what I heard from the public hearing, and I'd like to review the minutes that we have approved. I heard people speaking in favor of this, and I heard a lot of for a lot of social issues and things like that. I don't know how much that's what I'm going to look at when I ultimately make my decision. And it seemed like those were the people in favor of it. It seemed like we had another group that was opposed to it that also spoke of some social issues and some ills that indicated that they wanted to help the West Rehoboth community, but they didn't feel that this was the way to do it. And then separate from that group, also in opposition, was another group that just didn't want it. They had other things that they brought out, property values. So I'd almost like to I'm glad that we're going to have more time to look at this. I'm going to try to judge this if this were a straight-up application anywhere in this county, see what impact it would have on surrounding properties, how consistent it will be with surrounding and existing uses, and what impacts it may or may not have on the neighboring properties. So,
thank you.
I feel that the West Rehoboth land use, the land trust, what they do is great. I mean, I think what they're doing is great. Whether it is a duplex or a single family home is really kind of where I'm kind of sitting on the seesaw. I mean, I welcome the addition of something being done. I'm just sitting on whether it should be a duplex or a single family home. I went back through that development after the public hearing just to refamiliarize myself with it, and there
that
were
night?
No, not that night.
Okay.
The and there was either there was either commercial or there were single family homes. I didn't see anything else, and I don't know how long ago that was. I don't remember that approval. That's
been a while.
1722. That's been
yeah.
A while.
Mr. Johnson asked me to pull that from some of my archives. Yeah, that's going back a ways. Probably 2003 or 2004.
What's that?
I'm guessing the land trust motion.
The one they didn't build.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1722 was a CU number.
Yeah, it's about 4 or 5 years old now. We're at 1910
yeah.
now.
I don't remember that use, but I didn't see any other uses that would look like this in there. So that's kind of where I'm teetering, and I think the parking also becomes an issue on that exact site. And Lawrence mentioned that they would have to redo the parking to get it out of the essentially backing into the street, and I just don't see how you're going to do that and keep the square footage of the house the same or the duplex the same.
Yeah, that was the same issue we had back with the previous approvals. Right. They had to redesign it so they did not back out on the street.
When you have a subdivision street like that, a single family home, you can have a driveway that you can reverse out into the street. But if it's anything more than that, a commercial or a multifamily type of use, it's required to have exit out. But you don't back out into the street.
Is that another street?
Either out or you have to turn around and go out.
Have to be able to back up.
So what? They've got enough width to be able to put their cars to the left or right with a driveway on the left or right, whichever it works. One's on the right, with parking on the left or vice versa. They'd have to move the number of cars they needed would be 4, so they would have to be back at least 40 plus feet to be able to meet that requirement. And they've got enough room to park and have a driveway, but it's going to take up a whole front yard. Then the commission would have to grant permission to park in the front yard if that happened, because that's frowned upon also.
So what you're saying is the design works with a variance.
It's not a variance. It's a matter of site plan review by the commission.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could have... If you have your entry on the right side of the lot, you're parking, you turn to the left to get your parking space, you have to have enough room for that end unit to be able to back out to the side of the house to pull out forward, so they're pulling out rather than backing in. And it's not unusual in a residential lot that you would allow it. It's a little different if it was commercial. You can't do it on commercial. You don't even like parking cars in the front yard in a commercial. But in a residential area, as this subdivision is, typically, they park in the front yard anyway. Even if it's a single-family house, they're parking in the front yard. So you got a little leeway there with the parking.
Okay. Well, those are my concerns.
Okay. I would just point out that our purview is compliance with the ordinance. Those are the issues we need to be looking at. The social aspects and the economic aspects are really things that are more in the purview of the county council, but I don't think we're necessarily prohibited from considering them, but when we do, we tend to get ourselves in a jam once in a while. So I'm not saying that there's not ordinance support for a favorable disposition. I'm just saying that that's really where I think we need to be coming from. It sort of reminds me of the CVS application, where I think we made the right decision. I think perhaps county council made the right decision. So just that being said, just remind everyone that our focus is the ordinance, and whatever motion that is put forward needs to come from that, basically. And we do have the ability. It is a permitted use under conditional use, so I mean, it's not that we're going against that tenet of the ordinance or anything. So And I don't think there's any question of the need, at least not in my mind, but you know, our purview primarily is the ordinance. If county council wants to do take into consideration other factors, that's their job. That's why they get the big bucks.
That's all I have to say, Mr. Johnson, although I will tell you that I would prefer to see it deferred this evening. And I also think we might want to defer it until such time as we have a full commission.
So we don't have another 2-2?
Well.
Mr. Sean, I do have a question, Mr. Sir, Lane.
There's that.
Yes, sir.
What's the density for GR zoning?
For GR, for a single family, it's 10,000 square foot if you're creating a new lot. These lots pre-existed.
Okay.
If they get approval of the conditional use, they've also applied for a variance in the square footage to allow for two units because they're just under the requirement.
So if the commission and the council voted in favor of this, they'd still have to go to the Board of Adjustment.
They've already applied.
Okay.
Application in process. It happened to us once before on another application recently that they had applied when they should have waited until they got to conditional use to see if they had approval of the use. But same, they've taken that step to apply to the board.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Chairman, based on our discussions and input from the commissioners tonight, I'm prepared to make a motion.
You are. All right, then. We'll go right ahead.
Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1905, West Rehoboth Community Land Trust, my motion is for deferral for further consideration.
Okay.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on West Rehoboth Community Land Trust conditional use number 1905 to allow the commission more time to consider the evidence presented at the public hearing. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, gentlemen.